Employee workation in the EU. What are the pitfalls in Germany? More and more employees want to work from abroad for a period of time, but employers in Germany will want to consider the implications of German immigration and employment-related laws on such arrangements, known as workations. Quick hits. Unless there is an individual or collective agreement in place, employees in Germany generally have no legal right to workation. Without an A1 certificate, employers risk a double obligation to pay Social Security contributions. German law remains applicable during short-term workation within the EU, and mandatory foreign employee protection laws may also apply. A recent study by the Fraunhofer Institute for Industrial Engineering and Organization shows how popular this concept has become. 68% of respondents are already familiar with the concept of workation, and many respondents reported increased motivation, 65%, and higher job satisfaction, 71%. For employers, workation can therefore be both an attractive tool to boost employee satisfaction and a strategic advantage in the competition for skilled workers. According to the Fraunhofer study, only 34% of employers currently offer this form of mobile work, which reveals significant untapped potential. Social Security law, risk of contribution obligations abroad. A key risk for employers is the requirement to pay Social Security contributions both in Germany and abroad. Strictly speaking, employers may have to pay Social Security contributions abroad from day one when employees work from another EU country during a workation. This risk can be avoided in other EU countries by applying for a so-called A1 certificate in good time, since a workation can, with good arguments, be characterized as a posting, even if the initiative comes from the employees. Once the certificate is issued, German Social Security law extends to the work performed abroad during the workation. Notification and documentation requirements. Depending on the country, the posting in the form of a workation may need to be registered in advance. Documentation may also be required, such as payroll and Social Security records. Violations can result in fines and even criminal penalties. Employment law. Whether German employment law continues to apply during a workation within the European Union, or whether foreign law applies instead, is determined by the Rome I regulation. If the parties to the employment contract have not made a choice of law, the contract is governed by the law of the country where the employee habitually works, i.e., more than half of the employee's time. For a short-term workation within the European Union, German employment law, therefore, generally continues to apply. In addition, mandatory foreign employee protection laws may apply. These are provisions that a country considers so important for safeguarding its public interests that they must be observed under all circumstances. Examples include minimum wage laws, occupational health and safety regulations, and working time laws. Supplemental insurance. If employees become ill during a posting, the employer generally bears the cost of medically necessary treatment. The German Statutory Health Insurance Fund typically reimburses these costs only up to the amount that the treatment would have cost in Germany. If the treatment costs abroad are higher, which is not uncommon, the employer must cover all remaining costs. This also includes any repatriation, which is not reimbursable. Whether these principles apply equally to a workation approved at the employee's request has not yet been conclusively determined. To avoid unexpected costs, employers may want to take clear precautions in advance. For example, the employer can take out supplemental insurance for the employees. Alternatively, employers may want to make approval of the workation conditional on the employee providing proof of adequate insurance coverage. Immigration law. Depending on the location of work, especially outside the EU, immigration law may be relevant. For example, the employee may need to apply for a work permit. Key takeaways. Even though workation may seem straightforward from the employee's perspective, it presents a range of legal and organizational challenges for employers. However, with sufficient lead time and a well-thought-out organizational and contractual framework that includes the following considerations, these obstacles can be effectively managed. Establishing a framework in advance, through policies, supplemental agreements to the employment contract, or works council agreements. In companies with a works council, an agreement with the works council, as most provisions are subject to co-determination under Section 87 of the Works Constitution Act, Betriebsverfassungsgesetz, BTRVG. In particular, number 14. Limiting workation to EU countries where possible, as additional immigration hurdles may arise in non-EU countries. Restricting the duration and frequency to keep organizational effort and legal risks low. Preventing unauthorized workation without the employer's knowledge. Reviewing tax implications separately. Ogletree Deacon's Berlin and Munich offices will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Germany blog as additional information becomes available. Kirsten Swoboda is a senior associate in the Munich office of Ogletree Deacons. Nicholas Thiel, a law clerk in the Munich office of Ogletree Deacons, contributed to this article. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.